Gemara says in Daf Beis Amud Aleph that ain marbiyan behema b'chol shomayi. You're not allowed to be marbiya a behema b'chol shomayi. You can't cause one behema to be ba on another behema on chol shomayi because that's a an avida of tircha during chol shomayi. Kiyatza by similarly ain marbiyan b'bechay v'lo b'psili hamukdashin. You're also not allowed to be marbiya a behema which is a bechay b'psili hamukdashin. You're not allowed to cause one behema to be ba on another behema because that's a problem of doing avida b'kachim. Now the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tafe Gimel makes a gevaldik diuk over here in the lashon of the Gemara. By behema and chalamayid, the lashon is ein marbiyan behema b'chol shamayid. You can't be marbiya a behema and chalamayid. By psulim magdashin and bechar, it says a little differently. It says kiyotze by ein marbiyan be bechar v'loy be psulim magdashin. Over there, the Tana adds the letter base. You can't be marbiya be bechar in a bechar v'loy be psulim magdashin in psulim magdashin. Why is it that when it comes to Bechar and Psulim Magdashin, the Tana says Bebechar, Be Psulim Magdashin, but by the Behemah and Chalamayid, it just says Ein Marbiyan Behemah. It doesn't say Ein Marbiyan Bebehemah. If you want to be consistent, Lechar by Chalamayid also should say Ein Marbiyan Bebehemah, just like it says over there, Bebechar and Be Psulim Magdashin. That's his Zara on the Gemara. The Chassanuch says a beautiful Hasbert, we Mazbe this Diak in the Lashon of the Tana, it's really Alpi the Mishnah Melech, the way he understands the Isser of being Marbiyah and Psulim Mukdashin, and it comes out that there's really a sadistic achilik in the lamdas of why it's asa to be Marbiyah and Chalamayid and why you can't be Marbiyah and Psulim Mukdashin. So when it comes to the Isser Harba and Chalamayid, it's because it's a malacha. You're involved in the causing the Raviyah to happen, that's a malacha and Chalamayid, and therefore it's asa. But when it comes to Psulim Mukdashin, Zakti Mishnah Melech, he says, what's the Isser of being Marbiyah, a behemoth that's a Bechar Psilim Magdashin? The Isser is that an Avaida is being done to the behemoth. You can't do Avaida B'Kachim, you can't cause an Avaida to happen to a behemoth of Kachim. So he wants to be Mechadish in Mishnah Melech, that this Musik, that Raviyah, is considered an Avaida in a behemoth, that's only on the behemoth HaNirvas, not the behemoth which is the Raveyah. In other words, a Zachar is Raveyah, a Nekeva. The Zachar is the Raveyah, the Nekeva is the Nirvas. So if you cause such a thing to happen, a malacha is being done to the nirvas, to the nekeva, because a bia is happening to her. That's considered that a malacha was done to the behema. But whatever the zachar is doing, his maisa bia, that's not a malacha. That's not considered that a malacha was done to him. He's just doing a maisa bia. That's not a malacha being done to him, and that won't passel the behema harevas. But the problem is, if the abia is being done to a behema who is in a keva, to the nirvas, that will passel it because a avida is being done b'kachim. And therefore, Zakhna Mishnah Melech, the whole iser of revia by psulim magdashin is only if the psulim magdashin or the bechar is in a keva and the revia is happening to her, then it's a problem. But if the revia is, if the psulim magdashin is the zachar who is doing the revia, that taka wouldn't be a problem. And mele zakhdi minchas chinuch, that's pshat in the diuk of the lashon of the Tana. When it comes to Avaida by Psulim Magdashin and Bechar, it's only also if the Bechar and the Psulim Magdashin is the Behema Nirvas. And that's why the Tana is Medayik, Ein Marbiyan Be Bechar, Ein Marbiyan Be Psulim Magdashin. You can't do a Revia to a Bechar, to a Psulim Magdashin, meaning that they are the Behema Nirvas, they are the Nekeva, and the Revia can't be done to them. But if it would be the other way around, if they would be the Revia, it would not be a problem. But when it comes to Chalamayid, it doesn't make a difference, because Chalamayid, it's also Mishum Avaida, the fact that you are causing a Revia to happen, you're being involved in a Malacha, and it doesn't make a difference which one it is. There's two parties involved, there's Arvea and Nirva, and therefore it's also, therefore over there the Tanis Estam, Ein Marbiyan B'chol HaShamayit, Ein Marbiyan Behem B'chol HaShamayit. It's also to cause Revia to happen with the Behem B'chol HaShamayit. It's not Mechad between the Arvea and the Nirva, that makes no difference at all. But when it comes to Psul Magdashin and Bechar, over there it's Bedafka, Ein Marbiyan Be'Bechar, Ein Marbiyan Be'Psul Magdashin, because this is only if the Psul Magdashin and the Bechar is the recipient, is the Nirvas, is the Nekeva. That's the Hezber of the Menchas Chinuch Alpi, the Mishnah Melech. Now the Etzem Vart of the Mishnah Melech is Tamua, which this kash is asked by Rabbi Kiviga in the Gilyan on the Rambam, that the Mishnah Melech is saying that the whole din of the can't be Marbiya, Psulim Magdashin and Bechar is only when the Psulim Magdashin of the Bechar is the Nekeva, is the Behemah Nirvas. So in fact, Rabbi Kiviga, Bishlam, by Psulim Magdashin, you could say, okay, the Psulim Magdashin, when it's the Nekeva, and you can't do Revia to it. But by Bechar, how can you say that? Bechar is only Shaykh by a Zachar. A female is not a Bechar. Bechar means, by definition, it's a Zachar. And if you tell me that the Isser is to be Marbiya in a behemoth that's in a keva, that's not shaykh by Bechar, because Bechar is always going to be the Raveah, not the Nirva. In the Fila Mishnah Melech, there is no Isser for the Zachar, for the Bechar, to be the Raveah. It's only an Isser on it to be a Nirva. So the Chara, the whole Vart of the Mishnah Melech doesn't fit into the Gemara. How do you have a Musig of the Bechar being a nirva for the bechor is a zachen. That's the kasha of Yikrei Yasa Mishamalach, brings it down Mishem Esef, and he blibes Shver. Now the Mechaschinach himself bavarns this kasha, and he says that it's not true. He says a pasha l'teretz. He says that the same way there's a musig of Mishkav Zachar by people, there's also a musig of Mishkav Zachar by animals. It's mavor like this in the Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph of Avodah Zarah. So you could say very simply that the bechor was the nirva, the bechor was the behema nirvas, and another behema was bialit, another behema was revea the bechor, and that would be considered that a malacha was done to the behema and to the bechor, and that would also fit into what the Mishamalach is saying. That is considered that the revea was done to the bechor was the nirva, similar to a happening to a nekeva, and that would be how we learn pshat in the Gemara. Now, l'chor, that's a pasha d'teretz, it's not so clear like why Rabbi Kivega didn't say this. L'chor, the pshat would be like the Achrenim say, the mashal and the Chuvus v'samim reish, and the Kasa the Harsana, that it's not mistaber to make such an okimta that a person is being revea zacher with a zacher, because what's the point? The whole point of revea is to create vladis, to have more behemoths, and if it's a zacher with a zacher, you're not going to have any behemoths. So he says that's just titleless, you're wasting your time. He says, "Alta b'shuftin yaskinen shi'asa haydalis rasha laharbiya zachar al zachar." It's not mistaber that that's the case. And the Chanami, it could be a case if what happened, but it's not mistaber that that would be the case of the Gemara. Maybe that's why Bikveger doesn't say that. So al kapanim, that's the beer of the Minchas Chinuch. The Mishamelech fits in very nicely into the Gemara. But the Ikar Varda, the Mishamelech, I think lechayra, you see lehedya not like him from the one of the Rishonim from the Rimilonil. If you look in the Rimilonil over here, I think you see clearly not like a Mishamelech. I think you see clearly that even if the Bechar is the Raveya, not the Nirva, it's still going to be a problem by Bechar Psulei HaMikdashin, because the Rimi Milonil says like this. He says on this Gemara, Psulei HaMikdashin, he says, Psulei HaMikdashin Mishkachas L'Hashayis HaNekeva. You could have a case that the Psulei HaMikdashin was in Hekeva, V'Amarbiya, Aleh, Ivad Ba'Avaida, and therefore it's very simple to understand the Gemara, how, why that's Aser, because the Behema was the Psulei HaMikdashin was in Hekeva, and the Raviyah is doing to, being done to it, which is an Avaida. But now, Fekta Rimi Milonil, he says, Ube Bechar, he says, aye, what about Bechar? So he's goofy asking this kasha. He's saying, how could you have a revia by Bechar, that the Bechar be in a keva, Bechar, Bechar is a zachar? So he says, no, Bechar nami be'ilahi, Bechar nami be'ilashu bayal nikras avayda. Zakhtar Emil O'Neill, by Bechar, even though the Bechar is a zachar, his be'ilah is also called an avayda. Kida ashkan be'avid ivri, shenikras be'ilas avayda, like we find be'avid ivri, that's called an avayda, kida chsib, like it says, Mishnah schar sachar avdacha sheshanim, mikan sherabu maisa shifchak nanis. And so he brings it right. It's not true because you find by Eved Ivri that his bia is considered an avaida. So Mamela by Bechar also, even though the Bechar is the Raveya, not the Nirva, it's called an avaida. That's also called an avaida. So the Rimil Nil is Gufa bothered with the Kasha of the Mishnah Melech. Now, how could it be that by Bechar there's an issue to be Marbia? The Bechar by definition is the Raveya, not the Nirvas, because it's a Zachar, not a Nekeva. And Bechar, it's only an avaida if the bia is happening to the Nekeva, not if you're doing the bia, like the Hanacha of the Mishnah Melech. But the Rimil Nil answer is not like that. He says, no. He says, Avada, the Revi of the Bechar is also considered an avaida. Like we find by Eved Ivri, his bia is considered an avaida, so the revi of the behemah is also considered an avaida, and that's a pshat we're talking about where the bechar is the revea. So you see, lehedo from the Rimilanil, not like the Mishamach. You see clearly that even if the bechar is the revea, not the nirvas, still that's aser, that's considered an avaida. That would be lechar, not like the Mishamach, and also not like the Teretz of Nechasunach. He's not willing to say that we're talking about where the bechar was nirva idea zacher, and that's considered an avaida. For some reason, he didn't want to say that. Maybe like we said, it's not the pashtus. Not clear why not. But al kapanim lechar, you see lehedya not from this Rimilonil, not like the Mishnah Melech, that even if the behema of bechar is the revea, it would still be a problem. But al kapanim, if you do say the Mishnah Melech, then the diak of the Mechasunach and the Gemara is miyushav heitev, it's meduktok lahafli. Why the Tana changed the lashon from bebehema to behema, because it's taka chiluk between the iser revia on chalamayit and the iser revia of Bechar and Psulei HaMikdashin.